Seoul. South Korean President Lee Jae-myung on Monday offered a heartfelt apology to the families of the 179 people who died in the Jeju air crash a year ago, pledging to uncover the full truth behind the nation's deadliest aircraft accident. The disaster occurred on December 29, 2024, when the Jeju Air flight crash landed at the end of the runway at Muon International Airport, slammed into an embankment, and erupted in flames, leaving only two survivors among the 181 people on board. In a statement, President Lee said the tragedy exposed systematic problems and limitations within society, adding that action and real change were now needed, rather than empty words or superficial promises. Investigators initially reported that both engines of the aircraft suffered bird strikes. However, questions remain regarding potential safety lapses, the design of the runway, and the pilot's decisions in the final moments of the flight. Relatives of the victims have repeatedly demanded answers, particularly after delays in releasing the final investigation report. The parliament is currently reviewing plans to overhaul the Aircraft Accident Investigation Board, aiming to strengthen its independence and technical expertise. A memorial service is scheduled at Muon International Airport to mark the first anniversary of the crash, where families and officials will gather to honor the victims. The president's remarks signal a renewed commitment from the government to address concerns raised by families and implement measures to prevent similar tragedies in the future.